Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are coming to us for today. And we will begin by introducing ourselves. And since my computer is not quite ready, I think it's doing much better today than it was yesterday. I will go ahead and introduce myself first because I cannot click on the magical DC love yet. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel and energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, and I have a lot of other modalities that I've learned throughout the years that I use. I can't remember what I've said. I'm a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker and an author, and a teacher, and a thousand and one other things. What I do, what my goal is to bring joy back into people's lives. Because it started out with me trying to bring joy back into my own life. And I find that it's such an amazing experience that I can't stop sharing it. So now I help people to gain understanding about who they used to be, the choices that they used to make, what used to happen in their life, and how to let it go so that they can move forward in standing in their power and being who they truly are, so that they can create a life that they can truly love. So you're no longer a victim. You're no longer at anybody else's mercy. It's no longer a matter of, well, someday will God be nice to me. It's a matter of you accepting yourself exactly as you are and being yourself exactly as you are. That brings you so much power and freedom and joy. And I absolutely, I love it. And I absolutely love listening to and watching people change while we're working together. Life really is meant to be this amazing, wonderful, enjoyable adventure. And it's time for us to recognize that and to accept that, to allow that in our lives. So if you want to know more about what I do, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots and lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself. So feel free to look around. And if it brings up any questions, then send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I will be more than happy to provide you with whatever answers I am told to give to you. Because it's all about what your team, that's what I call the group of divine beings that works with each of us. It's all a matter of what your team is telling me. It's not a matter of me thinking up answers in my head. It's a matter of the divine, the universal mind, providing us all with what it is we need to know, what it is we need to understand, who it is we truly are. And that's what makes it all so wonderful and so exciting and so much fun. Okay, so in a second, this computer will be where it needs to be. I think it is. So here is the magical DC love. Okay, I thought it was going to bring us the magical DC love. There she is.
Yay! Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. It's the magical DC love. I'm here.
Hello,
it's such
DC.
An honor to be here. Hello, hello. It's so great to be here, Barbara. Hi, everyone. This is the magical DC love. And I think my journey's been a little bit magical, so I think the name really resonates. My journey started with cookies, sugar cookies, flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirits sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice to listen. What else could I do? And I'm so glad that I did, because all of this propelled me to where I find myself today. It was sudden, unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I also discovered that I had a really strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I do have one guide, not so divine, Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while she was in a coma. She actually threatened me at that time, and I can't believe it, but we've been together ever since, and it did take me quite a while to realize and really add her to my, you know, my divine team. But I'm so glad I did, because Joan left the door open. Those on the other side walked through it continually, and my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to have the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but normal's overrated, right? So I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here on live radio and access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to people at regular intervals. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And so what messages do you have for us now?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm guided to read a beautiful prayer. It was written by Cathal Jean Filippo. Beloved Archangel Jeremiah, please guide me on my path and help me to live my divine blueprint. Send me signs to clarify my higher purpose in life and help me make any adjustments needed to live in accordance with the true truth of who I really am. Help me to let go of any fears or worries I may have about living my divine purpose. Dear Archangel Jeremiah, give me the strength and clarity to renew my life. Help me to see what resonates with my soul and what does not, and give me the courage to let go of all that no longer serves me. As I embrace that which reflects my inner truth, help me to follow the guidance of my heart as it is the compass of my soul. I am now ready to share my inner light with others in any way my soul sees fit. Let it be a journey of discovery and magic. So be it. And that was a beautiful, beautiful prayer that I think really resonates. It's so, so beautiful, Barbara. And then with that being said, I was sitting this morning. Jackson has been here with me, so I'm surprised I could even listen. But I heard from Ryan, our dear friend Ryan DeDragno, and he popped into my head, and all of a sudden I looked outside, and the sun was shining so brightly it was almost blinding. So I knew it was him. So he's sending everyone a hello from heaven, and he had a little message. Happy 2020, folks. Where did the time go? Believe in yourself. Believe that you have the ability to climb any mountain. Believe what your heart tells you. Do the best that you can do with what you have, and trust that the universe will not let you down. You have two choices, either finding your peace or WTF. I've been watching y'all, and I feel like I have to spell it out once more. What gets under your skin has a lesson. I'm seeing a few eyes rolling as you're reading this. Okay. The heart of the lesson. The heart of, like, the experience, the more you learn and become stronger. So it's a, you know, you just gain more knowledge. And anyone that pisses you off is teaching you forgiveness and compassion. If you find yourself in a place where you have no control over something, this really helps you to let go. If someone hates you for no reason, give them that fucking reason. LOL, he's laughing. Just kidding. This teaches you unconditional love. You know what? You all signed up for these lessons that you want to learn during this lifetime. You may not understand the lesson at the time, but eventually it's going to make sense. And someone's opinion of you is not yours unless you believe it is. Never give away your power. Take it back, damn it. This is your life and your responsibility. It's time to refocus on you. You may not have gotten everything that you want, and maybe you're feeling a little sorry for yourself, but you must remember the good things in life. Count your blessings and be thankful for what you have. Make the best of what life gives you. If the universe gives you lemons, make lemonade. If it gives you potatoes, make potato salad. If it gives you crap, make a crap salad. And if it gives you all six winning Powerball numbers, be fan-damn-fucking-tabulous to yourself and then to others. And my honey girls, too. And that's how that fucking works. You are luminous. Have a fan-damn-fucking-tabulous day. So that was Ryan Barber sitting with me this morning, amongst all the crazy noise that I had, you know, going on around me. So with that being said, I have a little bit more. Each of us have the power to create our reality. We really do. And we're going to say some positive, you know, affirmations to help us with that. They're going to be I am affirmations, because whatever we put at after I am is so powerful. And we're going to use those I am affirmations to help create the life of our dreams. And maybe some of you are saying, well, what's an affirmation? An affirmation is anything that we say or think. And you've got to be mindful of your words and your thoughts. Thinking and saying positive words, it really does matter. And you can change your life in a positive way. The words I am are two of the most powerful words spoken in the human language. Okay, so again, whatever you add to I am, it becomes your reality. Allow these words, you know, to really get you where you want to be. The first affirmation is, I am open to receiving. Say it. I am creating my perfect reality. I am wonderful. I am healthy. I am blessed. I am happy. I am love. I am light. I am magnificent. I am my own healer. I am a miracle. I am all I need. I am a money magnet. I am divinely guided now and always. I am prosperous. I am one with the vibration of money. I am creative. I am powerful. I am confident. I am motivated to succeed. I am excited about my future. How about you, Barbara? Are you a little bit more excited now?
Yes, those were wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I am so happy that, you know, they were useful. Okay, so our angels are coming in, and they're greeting everyone. Hello, beloveds. We, your angels, come together today collectively to deliver you this message. We encourage each of you to pursue your life purpose and soul mission as light workers. Please, lead as positive examples in order to illuminate the way for others to follow. Make the most of this opportune time, knowing that you are fulfilling your karmic destiny. Don't stop now. Your goals are almost complete. Walk forward and do it with confidence, awareness, and inspiration, knowing that you are creating new opportunities in your life. Now is the time for each of you as well to come together in spirit, having one common goal, coming together as one heart. Please, beloveds, keep your focus on your desires and give any fears or anxiety to your angels for transmutation. Consciously choose to be of service to humanity. You must decide in which way you will serve. It's time to stand in your light and also to step into your power. Accept who you really are. There is nothing to fear. Trust in the changes that are happening now. Have courage and accept the challenges ahead of you as you are manifesting many opportunities. Beloveds, your future depends on the choices you make today. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. You have the power within you to shape your life. Maintain a positive attitude, and you will achieve the results you are desiring. You may not be where you want to be presently, but you must realize you have the choice each day to change how you respond to your circumstances. Each step that you take in the direction of your dreams will open doors to new possibilities. And you must realize you are not defined by your past. It is not what you have that matters in life, but what you do and what you, you know, what you do and how you use it that really matters. Life is about having a positive impact on others. Life is about love. If you love life, it will love you back. There are two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle, and then the other way as if everything is a miracle. The miracle is something that we can't explain with rational thinking. But by being able to receive this message right now, it is proof of miracles. Your existence on this earth is a miracle in action. You are stronger because of the energy that is shared. Your connection helps you to grow and helps others to go forward as well on their own individual path. As you come together collectively, you become stronger. As you expand and share energy, it creates blessings and adds to the greater light of all, creating opportunities for miracles to unfold. Beloveds, please welcome miracles into your life right now and have faith as they will appear in unexpected ways. Beloved ones, your prayers have been heard and they are being answered. We, your team of angels, are with you. We love you. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And now here is what... Hold on. My nose started to run. All right. Now here is what Jesus wants to share with us right now in this moment. My beloved ones, you are more than you know. And we tell you this from time to time because we want you to remember this. We want you to remember that you really are more. Because the more you open up to this energy of being more, the more you allow more in your life, the more you experience more, the more things become better and better and better. So please, say, I am more. Let that be one of your affirmations that you use on a regular basis. And of course, you can always use it as one of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. Dear innate. I am more. I just feel that energy when you say that. Really moving through you, opening you up in ways that you may not even understand yet, which is absolutely fine. Your brain does not need to understand everything before you experience it. Just let it happen. Just let go. Just be you. That is our whole point of the message today. It's about you being you. You truly being you. Truly accepting yourself. Something that most people haven't done. They think that when they are perfect, then they can accept themselves. But you are already perfect. There is no one else exactly like you. So how can there be anything wrong with you? You are the only you there is. You are perfect. No matter what. Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am. And that brings you into the energy of the moment instead of worrying about the future or being upset about the past. It's a matter of living right now. It's a matter of being right now. It's a matter of accepting right now. Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am right now. And just breathe and let that energy in. This is part of you moving forward in your life. This is part of you creating that life that you will truly love. It is your destiny. Accept it and create it now. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Well, that was really beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure. And so now we will take questions from our callers. So the number is 646-716-5045. You would think after 8-9 years I would remember that phone number. Okay. And don't forget to press the number 1 when you call in so that we'll know that you have a question, and I will open up the chat while I am thinking about it. And our first caller is our wonderful, amazing, musical Nathaniel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
Nathaniel. How are you?
Great.
Okay, is there a question today, or what's up?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message from the angels in D.C.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Nathaniel, you know what? You calling in today, the first thing that I heard was, it is your divine timing. And everything is coming together, and, you know, you're going to create dreams. And maybe you don't see it all quite as, you know, of yet, as of today, but you've got to have a little bit more patience, stay positive, and you've really got to trust that the universe, you know, has a plan for you, and that plan is going to be amazing. So at this time, just do things a little bit more slowly. Don't rush into doing anything, because when it's time, the angels are going to say, Nathaniel, it's time, and you'll understand that, okay? And if there's a little bit of maybe like hesitancy, confusion, maybe you've got a couple of questions, your angels are standing by. And they'll help you to have a little bit more faith and just to allow all of the good stuff to come to your way during your divine timing. Okay? So just know that, you know, the angels are with you and everything is being taken care of, Nathaniel. So there's no need to worry because all of this is going to guide you in a new direction. You may have some fears, you may have some worries, but just keep handing them over to the angels, okay? Because I know, you know, at times change can be scary, but the change that's coming your way is magnificent, okay? And it's going to be positive. And Ginger is throwing you all these four-leaf clovers, and she's saying you're going to be lucky too, Nathaniel, okay? And all of, you know, all the good stuff is coming from heaven just for you, Nathaniel, okay? And it's going to help you to really, you know, to really focus on your beautiful spiritual path and go forward, okay? Nathaniel, you have got such a beautiful light within you that the world is waiting for you to share that light, okay? And, you know, if you're a little bit, you know, hesitant, we have Archangel Michael walking with you. Okay, to help you with any concerns that you're having. And I'm getting a lot of new stuff is coming your way, Nathaniel. It could be a new job. It could be new training. It could be so many different things, but they're all blessings, and they're all just for you. So it's time to really, you know, to daily, like, get into that quiet space, because when you get into that quiet space, that's when you're able to communicate with Jesus, Mother Mary, your guides, the angels, as well as when you're sleeping, okay? You've been receiving some information, and while you're asleep, there are divine downloads that you're getting. So I ask everyone, you know, during their sleep state to please keep a dream guide, you know, by their nightstand. It's just a simple notebook and a, you know, and a pen, pencil. And before you open your eyes in the morning, keep your eyes closed for 1 to 2 minutes and mindfully, you know, think about what you've been dreaming about. And everything that you are meant to remember, you're going to remember. And then write it down into that dream guide, because they're going to be like little pieces of a puzzle. And then you're going to be able to follow the guidance that you receive. And Nathaniel, for you, it's almost like a treasure map, because abundance is going to be coming to you, okay? And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, Daniel, we've seen everything that you've been through. We know that you've been struggling. And please hang in, because things are about to change. Okay? And Ginger is, she's, you know, she's dropping clovers and pennies and horseshoes. And she's saying, Nathaniel, you deserve a lot of good luck, okay? And just know that it's coming your way. It's going to be unexpected, and there's going to be a lot of excitement. And she's saying, you're going to have a smile on your face from ear to ear. So that's what I have for you for today, Nathaniel.
Well, thanks. Thanks, DC. You're the best.
Oh, you're the best, Nathaniel. Thank you. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel. I got one Dear Innate statement, so we'll do that first, and then we'll see where they want to go with that. Dear Innate, I am fully living my life and experiencing my connections.
Dear Innate, I am totally living my life and experiencing my connections.
Okay. So what they're showing me now is you getting out there and actually interacting more and more with more and more people and sharing who you are and the work that you do. And you've got your guitar with you and you're playing it in different places and people are loving it and they are loving you and you are just beaming with this beautiful light. It's just your soul coming forth and sharing with the world. Oh, that feels good. Okay. So did you have a question?
Well, I started a lawsuit with for my colon cancer with the Zantac I was taking, so I'm hoping to get a settlement from a Zantac case, so I started that.
Well, that's good. That's you standing in your power and moving forward in your life, and that feels really right, so good.
And then work called yesterday to see how I was, and I guess I call them back and say I'm okay, you know, recovery, whatever.
Okay. And they're showing me that your work is going to change. You are going to be doing something different.
Yeah, so either, you know, I'm going to be getting a new job or they're going to want me to do something different.
I'm not sure if it's with them or with somebody else. You're actually going to... are going to be doing.
You cut out there a little bit. I didn't get you for about 4 or 5 seconds.
Okay, so they're showing that you are going to be doing more than one thing. You are going to be playing your music. That's an important part of your life, and you are going to be doing that on a regular basis. So I'm not sure, you know, what venue it's going to be, but you'll know when it pops up that that's what you're supposed to do. As far as your regular job, it's going to be something different than what you've done in the past. So I guess you need to look at your different choices and see which one of them really feels right to you. And then let that one come to you.
All right.
Yeah, because your life is changing in big ways. So don't fight to keep it the way it used to be, because this is you moving forward, and this is really good. It really is.
Well, that's great.
So you've got a lot to look forward to, so get busy and create that beautiful life.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye, Nathaniel.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. And our next caller is 111-111-1111. And let's see if this is our beautiful queen. Hello.
It is, and she is perfect. I love those affirmations this morning, DC, and how are both of you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Queen.
Oh, you're welcome. I have a question pertaining to my my progress, because I know I'm doing it, in terms of my internet presence and my classes and insight as to what I may not be seeing that I need to see through your eyes.
Okay. Well, Queen, the first thing that I was getting is that you've got to just listen to your logical side and listen to what makes most sense, like inside you. Listen to what makes the most sense instead of listening to your heart's desire. So, you know, sometimes we do have to choose logic over our heart's desires. And if you listen to your logic, you know, I'm getting the word prosperity. Okay, because I just feel like I have a little frustration presently. But the angels are showing me that prosperity is coming your way. Okay, and, you know, don't worry and obsess about things. Release them, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is just showing me this massive, I don't even know what it is. It's like a big, big container, and, like, the money just does not stop coming, okay?
I love it. Yeah.
So it's coming, and I'm getting it's coming during your divine timing, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to, the angels are saying, you've got to listen to, you know, to the logical side, your inner wisdom, okay? And the problem that you're having for some odd reason, Queen, is it's from a past lifetime. It's a little bit karmic. So you've got to release that, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
So, let it go.
Yeah, let it go, because like I said, it is karmic, and you really don't need that, you know? Because you're here and you want to just keep going forward and you deserve all the good that's coming your way.
I agree.
You know, it's time to let things go that you have no control of, okay? Okay? And just, you know, understand, like, sometimes we just have to let things go and think about other things. So I'm getting letting go was like a big, big lesson, Queen, okay? Because when you let go of, like, what you're holding, you're opening up your hands for bigger and greater things, okay?
Of course.
And people are watching you, Queen. I see you all over the place on all the social media. They are watching you. They see everything that you're doing, okay? And, I mean, you're such an amazing, amazing goddess. You really are. So you've got to let go of, you know, like holding on and the fear of something. Just stay positive and just, you know, let life give you everything that you're wanting, okay? So I'm getting, you know, if you stay positive, I'm getting there's a line from positive, but it's going all the way to success, okay?
Works for me.
So you're ready. You're ready for all the good stuff that's coming your way, Queen. You're totally ready, and I feel that, okay? So.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a little bit, like I said, there's a little bit of, like, you know, like karmic energy. It's not really that bad. But you just have to, you know, shake up that energy a little bit, get rid of that, and, you know, get on to all the good stuff, you know, all the good stuff that's waiting for you. Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah, Ginger's saying, you know, you love the affirmations. She's saying, say the affirmations with some clear quartz in your hands, okay? And she's saying, Queen, you know this already. When you change how you think, you know, you change your life and it changes how you manifest things, right?
Of course. And I said the affirmations with you while you were saying them. I didn't have quartz in my hand, but I sure was.
But you know what? If you use clear quartz while you're doing this, Ginger's telling me it amplifies the energy. Can you imagine?
Of course.
Yeah, you're saying of course, and she's saying of quartz.
I hear that.
So she said, you've got to listen to your angels, Queen, even the furry ones. You know, we know what we're doing here. So she's so happy that you called in, and she's been watching you. She's been looking at everything that you're posting. She loves your jewelry. She's saying, oh, my gosh, that's a bling that we can't get where we are. She loves the bling. Your jewelry is outstanding. It's outstanding. So just keep going and, you know, keep rocking. She's saying keep rocking your world there. And with the, you know, with the stones, keep rocking your world, okay?
I will.
Yes. What else is she saying? Okay. And she's saying, Queen, you know that I hang out with Joan Rivers, you know, and she's saying she had her TV shows. She's saying, well, your life is like your own reality show. You're the writer, the producer. You're the casting director. You can create whatever kind of show you want. It could be a drama. It could be a comedy. And she's saying, but you got to realize that, you know, you've got to watch so it doesn't get into the, you know, the category of a soap opera. We don't want that, you know, because those kind of shows take up a lot of energy and they seem like they drag on forever, you know. So she's saying, don't waste your precious energy on a soap opera kind of show, and just get back on track, get out of your comfort zone, okay? And you're gonna, you know, you're gonna personalize your way through life. And it's sort of like there's not going to be any limitations, Queen. So that's what I have, and that's what Ginger has.
Well, I thank you so much.
Welcome.
Okay, Queen. Who do you want to hear from today?
Whomever wishes to speak to me, I would love to hear what they have to say, I'm sure. So whomever, it may be one or two or none. I know it's not none. So, or
it's not none.
Or a nun. Not N-U-N. The flying nun. I'll listen. I'm listening.
Okay. Well, actually, it's the goddess asked, and she's at the front of the line, so she gets to go. Okay. We want you to breathe. We just want you to breathe. And to just breathe in life. Just feel life flowing into you with each breath that you take. We want you to breathe in more and more life every moment. Because you are opening up to life. You are opening up to who you truly are. You are opening up the opportunities that are there for you. You are opening up to the love that is surrounding you. You are opening up to the abundance which is coming into your life in every single moment. It's already been created. All you have to do is just breathe and let it in. You don't have to work. It doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to ask. You don't have to do anything but breathe and allow it. It's already there. We are encouraging you to move to a different level of existence, a level where you accept your power. You accept that you are creating. You accept that it is already done. You accept that it is. This is why we tell you to breathe, to just open up more and more to life. Open up more and more to who you already are. Focus on what you desire and know that it is yours. And there is no waiting period or anything that'll get in your way. It is yours. Right now, it is yours. Just breathe. And open up. Oh, okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Well, thank you, Great Mother asked. It's always my pleasure to be in the energies that are here in this moment, this magical moment, this moment of miracles. And I thank you both of my sisters for your, again, welcoming me into your sacred space.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in.
It's always a pleasure.
You know, you are
and
always
an honor.
Welcome.
Thank you. Until then, I shall continue to breathe.
Yes.
Wonderful. Please do.
Because if I don't, it will be a different reality, a different expression of life. That's for real. All right. Namaste.
Okay. We are going to our next caller from area code 562. Hi, who's this? Area code 562.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Kathy.
Hi,
Kathy.
Kathy. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm having a real hard time. My boyfriend of many years, you know, I've seen him off and on through the years, and he's, you know, a boyfriend and a good friend, and just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he broke up with me, and, you know, it just broke my heart, and, you know, I'm not sure what to do, and I'm just wondering if I'm ever going to see him again.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big loss for me, you know, just somebody that I've known many, many years. And, you know, we've had, you know, different times we didn't see each other for quite a while. And then he's always kind of come back into my life. And he seemed, this last time, you know, it was just like last week, he was just seemed very definite about not seeing me again. So, you know, I'm just really having a hard time with it.
Okay, Kathy. What I was getting as you were describing, you know, the situation you found yourself in, I heard the word conflict, that there was conflict in the relationship.
Yes.
Okay, and you've got to be honest with yourself about what it is that you are wanting from a relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The angels are saying, you know, you've really got to be honest. You know, do you want something more from a relationship?
He's emotionally unavailable, you know, not
right.
Probably just to me, but to other people.
And I was also getting that you felt a little bored, you felt unappreciated,
mm-hmm.
fears, there's insecurities.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm also getting that, you know, the word karma is coming up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like some karma. Barbara, can you continue?
Sure. Okay, Kathy. One of the things that your guidance is telling me is that it is time. It's time for you to let go of that comfort zone, because that's what he was. You know, he was like your safety blanket. And no matter what, you always had your blanket. And now you don't have your blanket. And it's because you no longer need the blanket. It's time for you to actually move forward with your life and to have a relationship with someone where you feel loved and adored and valued and respected and honored, and you're absolutely filled with joy. That's what you're moving towards, but in order to get there, you have to let go of whatever you were. You can't have it both ways. So this breaking up with you is actually the biggest gift that he could possibly give to you, because it gives you the freedom to become who you are. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of making it a time of sadness, why not make it a time of celebration and to look at who it is you really want to have in your life? You know, make a list of the characteristics that you want this wonderful man who's coming to you to have. And make sure you do list everything that you really desire for them to be. And allow yourself to have those same characteristics. Because when you are that energy, you attract that energy. So if you are coming from the energy of, oh my gosh, I've been broken up with and now I'm desperate, then you're just going to attract someone who is that energy, and that's not what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be loved. You want to be adored. You want to have fun. You want to laugh. You want to really enjoy your life and your relationship. So let that be what you focus on. Let that be the energy that you are in every moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, I know. I know. I know what you're saying. I totally agree with you. You know, I mean, but my question is, so in other words, I shouldn't really ever see him again. It's pretty much.
Why would you need
what
to?
What do you see?
It's
huh?
over and done. Why would you need to see him again?
Okay. Okay.
Why would
okay,
you need
well,
to think about him again? Just let it go so you can move forward. It is going to
okay.
get better. It truly is.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome, dear. And do something that you enjoy just for you, just because you enjoy it. And make it a
okay,
habit
thank
to do
you.
That every day.
Okay. Thank
All
you
right.
so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
You are welcome.
Kat.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Okay, DC. I want to remind people that when you call in, if you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the studio board. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. So if you have a question, press the number 1. And our next caller is from area code 940.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, just what do the angels have to say, or what do you pick up?
Okay,
okay.
So you don't have a particular area that you're looking at?
Well, just, yeah, moving forward, what...
Okay. All right.
What's in store?
Okay, Sharon. Oh, okay, hon. This is DC, okay?
Hi.
Hi. I just feel like you're a beautiful person and you're filled with unconditional love, hon.
Thank you.
I feel like, you know, that you could use a little bit more, but you give all that you have to others, okay? Do you have pets or do you love pets?
Yes, yes. I do. I have a dog and a cat.
Okay, and you give them so much unconditional love. It's so beautiful. You have
Thank
a special
you.
Connection with them too. Do you have like a job or anything that revolves around pets?
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Do you work with animals at all? Like sometimes people, they either work at a shelter or they volunteer at a shelter. I just feel like you have a special, you know, you have this special, beautiful bond with pets and, you know, you look out for them and, you know, any kind of organization that deals with pets would be a great place for you to spend some time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
Even fostering
I like
pets.
That
like,
idea. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that, but I do like that idea.
Yeah, because you have this beautiful, beautiful bond with them, you know? It's so amazing. Okay? And
okay.
I feel like you have, like there's so many emotions within you as you're calling in to us. And you've got to release a lot of stuff that is, like, no longer serving you, hon.
Okay.
Have you had difficulties with, like, people, like relationships?
Yes, somewhat in my past. And then, you know, I know that my ex-husband's going to be released from prison shortly, and it's got my anxiety up.
Okay. Well, the angels are around you, and the first angel that I see is Archangel Uriel, to really help you with all that you're holding on to, okay, hon?
Okay.
And just allow him to be with you and to get you through, you know, these times where it's a little bit difficult, and I just feel like you're filled with, like, anxiety and fear. You need to forgive, okay? And just today, like, see all the blessings that, you know, you do have in your life presently, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But you've been holding on to fear for a really long time, hon. And you've got to see, got to go within, and you've got to, you know, see if it's really worth you holding on to it any longer, okay?
Okay.
And like you're saying, he's getting out and stuff. So, the unknown is really scary. But the only way that we get through it is just, you know, like facing the fear that we have and just to see, you know, is it something that, you know, I should continue to hold on to? The angels are asking that you feel a little bit more upbeat and optimistic, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that good things are coming your way, that you're asked to stay positive, okay? And I'm also getting new beginnings, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to get rid of the anxiety, the fear, allow the forgiveness to flow. Okay, honey?
Okay. Thank you, Ducey.
Okay. God bless, honey.
God bless.
Okay. So the goddess asked is going to come in, and while she's talking with you, she's also going to be clearing the old energy out of you that you really don't need anymore. So just listen to her words and allow her to work with you and on you.
Okay.
Here we go. You're actually much stronger than you believe you are. When you realize that it looks like for most of your life you've been taught that you are this weak and ineffective and all these other things that diminish you. And we are just going to clear all of that energy out of you now because none of it is true. None of it is true. None of it is true. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are amazing. And you do have this extraordinary connection with animals. And you've been feeling that all of your life. Let that guide you. Guide you to the kind of thing that you really resonate with as far as your career, as far as your activities, as far as where you're going to meet the wonderful man who's coming into your life, because we are seeing you finding someone who is going to love you and adore you and treat you like an absolute queen, because he is going to realize how wonderful you are. So we are disconnecting you from the past, disconnecting you from that old relationship, all those old relationships, all of that old yucky energy. Oh, we are just throwing it out. It is gone. It is no longer a part of who you are. And we are filling you with this beautiful divine love, this unconditional acceptance of yourself, because it is so important that you love yourself, that you see that you have value, that you see that you deserve life, you deserve love, you deserve abundance, you deserve everything your heart desires. You deserve it right now. So we are opening up your heart, and allowing you to see the beauty of you. And any place we are saying there's connection with the past relationship, we are removing it. We are releasing it. There's no reason for that energy, that person, those people to ever come back into your life. You are done with that. You are done with them. And there's nothing more that you need to do with them. Absolutely nothing. There is no longer a connection to them. And we want you to just take a nice deep breath right now. There. That is it. You are letting go. You are coming into the now. The anxiety is gone. The fear is gone. You didn't need them anyway. you know who you are, and you know that you deserve the very best, and that is what you are now attracting into your life. Accept it.
Thank you.
All right. How does that feel?
Oh, nice. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, she really did disconnect you from all of that crappy stuff from the past. Ooh.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So now you can decide what it is you want to experience now and let yourself create it and allow it to just come to you. You don't have to work for it. You are attracting it. So just let it come, okay?
Okay. Thank you all so much. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. And let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, DC. We are done for today.
Wow, amazing. And Barbara, the sun was shining so intensely this morning, and now it is snowing like you wouldn't believe here.
Oh, you're kidding.
The sun is hiding, and it is snowing, and Jackson is just amazed with the snow, right?
Yeah.
He's standing near the window looking at all the snowflakes.
Well, it sounds like you guys need to get dressed up and go out and play in the snow.
Not yet. It's a little chilly. It's too cold. I'm not going out there yet. Yeah. The snow. Well, you make sure that you stay warm, Barbara, and stay well and take care of yourself.
I will.
And we look forward to connecting on Sunday. Love
okay.
you so much.
Love you, too. And thanks, everybody,
bye-bye.
For listening. And we
bye,
love you guys.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye, Jackson. Love you.
Love you.
He loves you, too, Ethan, and love. Take
aww.
Care. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.